This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
All right, you guys, for those of you who have been listening, coming back episode after episode, thank you so, so much for tuning in. It means the world. But for those of you who are new to Los Angeles, welcome to the best hour of your week. Be sure to follow us on our socials to keep up with the latest beauty news and memes. Our Instagram is @Los_Angeles. Our Facebook group, you just have to search for Los Angeles on Facebook. And then we launched a Twitter account, so follow us there too, @LosAngelesPod.
On today's episode, we're chatting with a special guest. You've heard me rave about her and her products, and she's a big reason why I know so much about my skin and skincare in general. Her eponymous brand, Rene Rouleau Skincare, began 23 years ago. She's been an esthetician for 30 years and ever since has been a huge favorite of beauty editors and celebrities like Demi Lovato, our girl Lisa Rinna, and Lily Reinhart. You guessed it, Rene is here.
Rene!
Heavily requested, Rene, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wanted you on the podcast, so we're so glad to have you. And we're going to be talking with her later in the episode about adult acne and so much more. But first, let's get into
what's on your face.
Yay. Okay. So, Renee, every episode we do what's on our face. We would love to know what's on your face, but we'll get started just to show you kind of how it goes.
Sure.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's on our faces today?
Yeah, we are wearing the same thing today. We are wearing products from a new LA-based clean beauty brand called Tower 28.
Yep.
They are absolutely adorable. They are cruelty-free, vegan, sensitive skin-friendly, all under $30, which is incredible. They're available at Credo Beauty and Sephora.
They just launched on Sephora.com, and we're really excited to see them there just because we fell in love with this brand.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about it, and then we tried the products, and I have to say, I stan. They're awesome.
I also stan.
So I'm wearing one of the blushes. It's a cream blush. I love a good cream blush. It's called Magic Hour. And you can actually use this anywhere on your face, eyes, cheeks, lips, whatever. Magic Hour is more of like a taupey type of pink.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a really beautiful blush.
Yeah, I think it'll be beautiful for fall.
Exactly. And then I'm also wearing one of their lip glosses, and it's called Chill. It's just clear. But one of the reasons why I really love Tower 28 is they're all but endorsed by the National Eczema Association.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the founder has eczema, and she had been using a bunch of products that really weren't helping her skin at all. And she created this brand because of that, and she has cleared up her eczema, which is kind of amazing. So,
but you don't have to have eczema to use the product.
Exactly.
And so I am wearing the Luminous Tinted Balm in Happy Hour, which is more of like a pinky rose color.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used it on my lips because it is also a lip stain. It's super creamy, very hydrating.
Yep.
But I also topped that off with Fire, which is their lip jelly, which she told us the reason why she created these was because she loved the
Juicy Tubes. Yeah,
Lancome from back in the day. Yes. Remember those?
Yeah, this is like a updated chic version.
Yeah, clean, chic, fun.
It's like the quintessential California brand, mm-hmm. which is why we love it.
Yeah, Tower 28 is a lifeguard tower in Santa Monica.
Yep. So if you live in Santa Monica, you know that you suggest to people, meet me at this tower on the beach.
So LA.
Los Angeles approved. So that's what we're wearing. That's what's on our face. Renee, what is on your face?
So let's see. My morning routine is always my cleanser. When I'm traveling here to LA because I'm based in Austin. And so I use my Rene Rollo Rapid Response Detox Cleanser, which is my travel cleanser just to keep my skin, making sure it acts sane. I always use a toner, leaving toner wet. I used Moisture Infusion Toner. Then vitamin C and E treatment, always use vitamin C. And then my Weightless Protection SPF 30, which is a moisturizer with an SPF. And then after that, I put on Benefits Professional. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I always use that, and I recommend that to all my clients, but I'll use that in my T-zone. And then for foundation, I use Laura Mercier's Radiance something or other.
Is it the tinted moisturizer?
No.
Foundation. It's like an actual foundation?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Radiance something or other. And then lately I've been, I have on Glossier's, like their cream shadows.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, I forgot what color it is, but it's kind of, you can kind of see it, kind of a, like a little bronzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the rose gold.
The
kind
shimmery,
of one.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, they look like test tubes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
love those.
I have them in all the colors, and I really like using those. And then NARS bronzing blush, and I've kind of been in a bronze look for summer.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what powder I dusted on, but anyway, but yeah, so kind of just going for a little
your
summer
whole
glow.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm
always
a big fan
look beautiful.
Of the Rapid Response Detox cleanser, toner, the whole kit.
And I just started using your sunscreen hydrating. What is the name of it?
Weightless Protection.
The Weightless Protection. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Yes.
It like goes on so smooth and just blends into your skin, and it looks beautiful under makeup. So.
Yes. And it doesn't pill up, which is nice.
Thank you for that.
Which is so nice. And here's the thing. Like, you guys have heard me talk about Renee's products like I'm getting sent a paycheck or something. I just truly have loved her products for so long. So when we're saying that we love these products, we're not just like kissing butt over here. We truly just love them. So Renee is the reason that I learned I had melasma. I don't know if you know this, but when I was like 24, 25, the first time I saw Renee, I went to get a facial with you. I was like, I'm determined to meet Demi Lovato's esthetician. Like, I'm from Texas. I want to meet her. So I actually met her. I got a facial with Renee, and she looked at my skin and she said, are you on birth control? Like, right out the gate. And I remember just being so shocked that she even could kind of tell. Mm-hmm. And she was like, because I don't know if you know this, but you have melasma. I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I'm an idiot. I thought it was like self-tanner I hadn't scrubbed off the right way. Like, I was just like, oh, it's just there, whatever. And she really let me know that melasma is a hormonal response.
And because of you helping Kirby, and Kirby saying this on our podcast, a lot of listeners have also figured out that they have melasma.
Yeah, they thought it was just from the sun. And I'm like, the sun can make it worse, but if you're on birth control, I mean, the minute I got off of my oral birth control, it cleared up immediately.
Right.
And obviously I have it still because I am back on birth control. Got to control those babies. No babies happening.
We got a business to build.
Exactly. So, you know, I feel like Renee is such a great resource. She has her own personal account, but then she also has her brand account, and she is constantly giving people amazing information about their skin.
And your blog, too, is so full of information.
Thank you. Google the blog if you have a skincare question. Yeah. Like half the time, if I have a question about my skin before I text Renee about it, I will look it up to see if she has something that I can read first. But Renee, for those that maybe aren't familiar with your trajectory, can you tell us a little bit about how you fell in love with skincare?
First of all, thank you for all your sweet words. I really appreciate it. It's always humbling. I think like most beauty people, you know, we're just beauty junkies, right? We always just were into it. So when I was in the fifth grade, I'd bring my makeup to sleepovers and always do everyone's makeup. I was the first girl to wear makeup, just, you know, just was always into it. But also my grandmother on my mom's side was a hairstylist, and she used to own her own hair salon, the Powder Puff Beauty Shop.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's so,
so cute. As a child, I used to play in her rollers and hairnets and just be into all of that. And I also think seeing her as a single mother and a entrepreneur in the beauty business, making people feel good and look good. And I just always also remember how empowering it was to see a woman come in who was upset or sad about something, and how much beauty could, you know, they get their hair done and how much beauty can transform them. And they walk out with a bounce in their step. And so that just had a big impact on me. And so I knew I was not wired for college, and I've never been formally tested, but I think, you know, I'm a little can't sit still, a little probably ADD, I'm sure. And so I was just always super creative, and I like to work with my hands. And so my mom suggested, she was like, you know, you've always been into your skin. Why don't you do that? And that was 30 years ago. So I never looked back. Once in a while, I'm like, I sometimes get envious of people who've had lots of different jobs and tried different things. And I'm like, I sometimes feel boring because I'm like, I've done the same thing for 30 years. So actually a friend of mine, she owns a restaurant, and I asked her if I could go wait tables one day because I didn't go to college and I didn't have that college job of waiting tables. And so it was like a ramen noodle place. And so,
but everyone's face is like a different job.
No, 100%. No, for sure. For sure. But I went and waited tables one night, and it was so funny because the guy who used to run my blog, WordPress, he happened to be dining in there that night. And I went over to his table to take his order. And he's like, Renee? Yeah. And he's like, I thought your company was going well.
Yeah,
and
I'm
like, what can I get you? Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I have to say, I love that your mom encouraged you to do this. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, if they told their mom or their parents, like, I'm not wired. Exactly. For college, you're like, okay, honey, you're going to college.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to figure this out. So I think it's really awesome that she gave you the support that you needed.
Yeah, always, always. And my mom was also somebody that used to get facials all the time. And that was, you know, this was back, you know, early to mid 80s and to late 80s that she used to get facials once a month. And I mean, people didn't get really facials back then, so she was kind of a pioneer in her own way. I think she just wanted me to be an esthetician so she could get
the
them for me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Can we ask you how you got into the celebrity world of facials?
So what happened was, Jessica Simpson was my first client.
No, she stopped.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? I did not know this.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wait, back in like when she was like married to Nick Lachey days?
No, before that.
Pastor's daughter singing Christian music?
Yes, 100%. So this was back, I started my company in Dallas with a skincare spa, and she was, so this probably was like 90, well, probably 98 or something. She was auditioning for Dawson's Creek.
What?
Yes.
Fun fact.
Mind blown.
Did we know this about Jessica Simpson?
I don't know, but honestly, I can see it. Because, I mean, I remember like all the behind the musics and stuff like that. Like, she wanted to be famous.
Right.
Like, she sang in the church. Her dad was a pastor.
Right, right, right.
It was like a whole thing.
And she didn't
make it on the new Mickey Mouse Club. Like, everyone made it except for her.
Right.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
J Simp.
Oh my gosh, that's
I'm a big fan of hers.
Fun.
Yeah, so she was having a lot of problems with her skin, as like, you know, it's been reported that she has. But then she got the contract with Proactive. And then she had to stop coming because now she, you know, was their spokesperson.
Of course. So. I know. And I bet that's probably hard for you because, like, you probably work on so many people. But there's, like, a privacy thing, obviously. Like, some people are just like, I don't want people to know that I have bad skin or that somebody works on me. And then there's the other part, like, well, I would love to promote you, but I actually have a contract that would say otherwise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. So,
so then Demi Lovato has been my client for 10 years and she was in Dallas. So I met her there. So I started giving her facials then, you know, 10 years ago. So that was, I think the first time I met her was, she was on tour with the Jonas Brothers for Camp Rock. And, so she's been my client for 10 years. I just gave her a facial a couple nights ago. And then Lisa Rinna was in Dallas Summer Musicals for Chicago and she was stationed Dallas for like a month or something. And I met her in the green room when I was on TV and she was there promoting the program. There was this Good Morning Texas morning program. So I met her there. And then, but basically then Demi moved out to LA and then Lisa's like, you know, you need to come to LA. I'll send you all my friends or whatever. So actually I just gave Lisa a facial the other day too. And I looked back and yeah, it was 10 years ago that I started working with her.
That's insane.
So, so basically between Demi and Lisa, they were out here and they were like, hey, we can send you our friends. And I thought, well, maybe I should just kind of venture out there. And it's been probably, I've been coming out here probably for about 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah.
And I come out every, you know, it depends, but every 6 to 8 weeks, I come just for a couple days. I don't take any new clients. So it's just kind of my regulars, but yeah, so it's kind of word of mouth. I'm, you know, careful about who I take. Like I kind of have a no diva rule. So when somebody wants to send me a celebrity, I'm like, okay, well tell me what they're like. Are they nice to work with? Cause I've fired a few people before that.
Really?
Just were not
a fit.
I'll tell you off air.
But like, how do you fire a client?
I just kind of, I don't actually
like
have to say
up
them.
With someone?
But, well, I kind of just say like, oh, I can't get you in this time.
Got it.
You kind of just have to do
that. It's like
that
making yourself unavailable.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they get
kind of like what we do with events and meetings. We're like, oh, bummer. Can't make Are we horrible? No. But did we just admit
Everyone
that?
Everyone does it.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's now not like it's emailing like us like, so you're clearly avoiding us. Yeah. Great.
Okay. So something you developed a long time ago that you were sort of known for is that you categorize skin into 9 different types.
Yes.
So, and you have a quiz on your website that you can fill out. So can you touch on the different types and like why you came to the number 9?
So when I first became an esthetician, super excited, I'm out of school, I'm working at the salon, and we sold a skincare line, and I knew that, you know, home care was a big part of caring for your skin. And so I, you know, would give a facial and then I'd start learning more about skin and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, like this person doesn't fall into dry, normal, oily. They have other things going on. And then of course the skincare line was catered to that. So I begged the salon owner to bring in a second line because I was like, I need more than just 2 moisturizers here and 2 cleansers or whatever. So she brought in a second line and then eventually a third line. And so I was basically customizing the routine based on 3 lines, but I just learned quickly that it was, you know, you just couldn't put it into those cookie cutter categories. So when I started my company, I determined there were 9 skin types. So I had already had 7 years of experience. And so I created 9 different skin types and they're very specific and very detailed in their descriptions. And to this day, it is very rare that I'm like, you know what, there should be a 10th. Like I nailed it. There's really, you know, very few times that I felt like I didn't get it right.
Toby, what's your skin type number? Do you know?
I'm a 9.
No, I think.
Right?
No.
I'm a 6.
You're a 6.
It's been so long since I've done it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought when I took it was a 9, but maybe I'm just confused because there are 9 skin types.
Yeah.
It's been like probably years.
Well, I think what's happened too is.
Your skin, obviously.
If you look at me, like, can you tell what skin I have?
Yes.
Just by looking. Okay,
absolutely.
So you think I'm a 2.
Yes, I think you're a 2.
So tell me what is a 2 then.
A 2 is, I don't have all the symptoms in front of me, but it's, I think the title is like oily combination, occasional breakouts, anti-aging.
Yes.
Right?
Me. Yeah.
And that's probably our most popular skin type because, you know, it's people that are in anywhere from mid-20s to mid-30s generally, and they still get breakouts, but they're concerned about aging, but they're, you know, it's like most skincare lines, it's like, sorry, sweetie, you got to pick one or the other because you either got to dry it out or we're going to load you up with grease and oil.
Totally.
And so there's like kind of no middle. And well, so
one thing you did tell me when you're giving me a facial, because I was, we're going to get to inflammation in a second, mm-hmm. but you know, I was breaking out and I remember just feeling so defeated by it. And you're like, well, it's a good thing that you're breaking out. It's like good that you have these like oil glands that are still working. It'll help you in the long run. And I was like, things are active. God. Okay. Yeah. Things are active.
I just wanted to say, cause I went to you for the first time this past weekend for a facial, which like changed my life because then I also learned what skin type I was. I just love how specific it is. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up here. So I'm skin type 6, which is normal anti-aging. And then all the symptoms, there's like 10 of them, you know, but they all apply to me. Like needs hydration without heavy oils or pore clogging ingredients, may have enlarged pores, mostly in T-zone, including blackheads, may have hyperpigmentation, wants to keep skin healthy and smooth, like all of these things. And I'm like, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Most people, once I put them into a skin type and I read it through that, they go, you know, it's magic. How'd you know?
It's like a horoscope. Yeah.
Do you remember what? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
And I want to my language. And I want to touch real quickly when you said like about you having acne and it's good that things are like
yeah.
that. I have a blog post titled, "If you've suffered from acne, consider yourself lucky." And the blog post talks about that the people who really have the best skin now are the people that had some trouble with their skin, because guess what? All through their teenage years, they weren't people that could sleep with their makeup on.
Yep.
You know, they right. formed good skincare habits. And a lot of people who had acne have become estheticians now. And so, but those habits are formed. So if you were somebody during your teenage years and beyond, you never had any problems, like you're not really taking care of your skin because there's no problem to solve.
Totally.
So mm-hmm. people who have had a history of breakouts, they are so good about their skin. And in the end, you know, they end up having the best skin because they're disciplined.
Yeah. I remember I broke out when I was 15 and I was like, we thought it was an allergic reaction or something because it just had never happened before. It was all over my forehead. And my mom, we went to the doctor and they put me on, you know, tetracycline yep. or mm-hmm. whatever it was. And I've since had, you know, long discussions with Renee while she's doing my face about how like I don't like to be on mm-hmm. antibiotics. It's really a last ditch effort. One time I came back from Coachella and I had Acne Cosmetica,
yep.
which I didn't know at first. I didn't know what it was, but it looked like little pustules. And she was in Dallas and or Austin at that point. And I had sent her a photo and said, "Help me. What's going on here? I have shoots all week. I was just at Coachella." And the reason why I have said that I trust estheticians more than I even trust dermatologists is because she is going through, okay, where were you? Mm-hmm. What were you doing? What was the weather like? Did you change something? What makeup did you wear? She's asking every possible question to get to the root of what it could be.
So did it have to do with like the sweat and the heat and your makeup?
It was the wind from me wearing a foundation that was liquid mm-hmm. and had oil in it.
And the heat.
It was the excessive heat and mm-hmm. the wind pushing that product into my pore and making it inflamed. Mm-hmm. And she actually suggested at that point, listen, if you need it to go away quick, go to the dermatologist and get on that antibiotic. It will clear it up. But moving forward, wear powder foundation in the desert.
Right.
And I have done that ever since she told me that 4 years ago. And I have never broken out in the desert at Coachella or at any music festival or any trip yeah. there since.
Game changing.
It's game changing.
And so, I wrote a blog post about it.
She wrote a blog post. She changed my name, but it's me. It's my face. You yes. can see it in all its glory.
If any of your listeners want to look it up, if you go to my blog, which is blog.reneerouleau.com, I think type in the word Acne Cosmetica, which yep. is COSMET. ICA
yeah.
and you'll see it and you'll see Kirby's picture there.
My lovely little, my little blemish field happening on my cheek.
And then where can people go to take the skin type quiz?
ReneeRouleau.com. Okay. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We just updated the quiz. But yeah, so you can take the quiz. It's super fast and easy. And then, it will put people into one of the 9 skin types, and then it will recommend our basic routine, which is 3 products, or essential, which is 6 products, or the complete, which is about 11 or 12 products. Or people can just kind of piecemeal it and get what they want, but it really makes it easy for people because it you know, they can start with just a couple products. Hey, I just, you know, I'm new to your line. I just want to start with a couple things. Great. These are the 3 best products for your skin.
I see a lot of new brands coming out where it's like they fill out people are filling out quizzes and they're getting these personalized registers. regimens now. And it's kind of interesting because I feel like it's definitely been modeled off of what you've been doing for so long. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Renee was OG. The pioneer in this. Okay. So we did talk about inflammation and how I had it. I've had it a lot. So this is something that you like to talk about a lot on your Instagram, to me personally, to your clients. What is actually happening to your skin when it's inflamed, and like what kind of issues can it cause? And how do you essentially put out the fire,
right,
as you'd like to say?
Yes, we always talk about putting the fire out.
Kirby, put the fire out.
Yes. So, I mean, generally speaking, you know, particularly as it pertains to acne, acne is a skin disease of inflammation. And so the problem that occurs is that people are further inflaming it, right? They're using sonic cleansing brushes or facial scrubs, or they're putting, you know, acid toners or P50 on twice a day. And, you know, they're kind of, you know, anything that burns and causes the skin to get further inflamed, you're just aggravating it. So if the, you know, the, if the skin could talk, it's just like, oh my God, like I'm already all riled up, like allow me to settle down kind of thing. So inflammation can be acne, inflammation can be redness, heat in the skin, general irritation. And a lot of it stems from, a damaged moisture barrier, from things that are too strong or harsh. I have a great blog post on what a damaged moisture barrier is. But generally, calming the skin is always a good rule of thumb. I remember one time I had when I first learned about this, I had a client that had acne and she had tried everything. And, you know, she told me everything she was doing, but her skin just looked so inflamed. And I said, you know, why don't we just try to put the fire out and just give you calming things? And I didn't give her anything that was antibacterial or anything that was traditionally for acne. And her skin just cleared up so much. And, as a matter of fact, I have a great blog post. I'll show you real quick, but for my nephew, same thing. If you see this before and after, did you ever see that one?
I'm obsessed with this. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I remember when you showed me initially, this was a couple months back when he was like first kind of getting started on it, but he has acne. Mm-hmm. It's pretty inflamed and she put him on this regimen and it's cleared up significantly.
And neither of the products actually were acne products.
How old is he?
16. Okay. So if you type in to blog.reneerlo.com, if you type in the word nephew, you'll find it. But it's called How to Get Rid of Dry Skin Caused by Harsh Acne Treatments.
Ooh.
And Sarah, you can see this, but this is him when I first saw him. And you can see it's so red and flaky and irritated. And then after 3 days, I gave him my skin recovery lotion and my purifying face wash, two products. That's it. Neither of which were for acne because I was with him at a family reunion. I didn't have anything else in my travel bag. And that was after 3 days.
Yep. Yeah. Already calmed down.
So again, I know we're on a podcast. No one can see it, but you can read this on the blog.
Link up. Mm-hmm.
And then this was 8 weeks later.
Wow.
So you can see all the dryness went away.
Mm-hmm. His skin is
smooth. The acne,
bumps
all the
gone.
Redness gone. Yeah. And he didn't even use one acne product. But this was because his barrier was so disrupted because he had been on prescriptions, topical prescriptions, but his skin never repaired itself and it just stayed in that damaged mode. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm analyzing people's skin to really see if the damaged moisture barrier is the problem and let's fix that first and then we can tackle the acne. But I would say that most all of my skincare products, especially because people are so focused on so much exfoliation these days. So as I come out with new products, I'm always focused on barrier repair because naturally people are just doing things that disrupt the barrier. So a lot of ingredients that help to kind of keep that intact.
So when I came to see you, I asked you why the right side of my face was a little bit more red than the left side.
Mm.
And you blew my mind because you told me, you were like, are you left-handed or right-handed? And I was like, I'm right-handed. And she was like, you're probably a little more heavy-handed with your right hand. So you're like exfoliating the right side of your face like a little bit more.
Using
more pressure than your left side. And I was just like, oh my
so
God.
Smart.
And
so
then smart. You told me about that one client of yours who came to you and she was like, why am I inflamed or breaking out here, here, and here? She pointed at her cheeks and her forehead. And then you asked her how she was applying her products and she dots it on those spots.
So she's putting like acids and retinol, but she's dotting it and then rubbing it in. So every night she's getting a concentrated amount in those three specific spots.
Wow.
So you should always, you know, massage it in your hands and then put a thin coat everywhere.
But isn't that like,
it's fascinating.
It's like,
like so it's simple that you just don't think about.
You would
well, and that's what my blog is. It's all these little experiences that I've encountered with clients through the years that are like, you wouldn't get that from a dermatologist, right? They don't have enough time to have those conversations and that sort of thing.
Exactly. So. Right. When you're talking about moisture barrier and how important that is, mm-hmm. can somebody look at their own skin and say, okay, I've really effed up my moisture barrier? Or is it really something that an expert like yourself has to figure out?
That's a great question. I do have a great video on the blog about what dehydrated skin looks like.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
It's also on her Instagram, but yes, you would have to search. You'd have to go down.
Yeah, yeah. So it's I think if you, on the blog, just type in barrier and maybe it would come up, or dehydration maybe. Oh, I think it's in the, I have a blog post about the difference between dry and dehydrated skin, yep. and I think it's in that blog post.
Okay.
But anyway, but so that could be one video that kind of shows people, but generally speaking, if somebody has acne or they have some underlying oil, but they're also dry, that could be a sign, because you can't be dry and oily. You know, dry means lack of oil, and oily skin isn't dry. And so you can't be both. And so if somebody is finding that, like, they're breaking out, because breakouts are all stem from oil. So, you know, you have oil there. Sometimes it's just not hitting the surface because you're using too many drying things. But yeah, just anytime you're feeling dry and you don't really think you should be dry, that could be a sign.
Is your nephew an example of that, where like he was breaking out and also super dry?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the underlying cause of his entire thing, was that he had a damaged moisture barrier.
Okay.
And until we fix that, skin could never get to a healthy place.
Okay. That makes complete sense.
Do you know what else I learned from Renee?
What?
I was like, I have really dry skin. I feel like I have dry skin. And so throughout the day, I will use a mist to, like, you know, refresh my skin. And she was like, I don't like mists. And I was like, oh my gosh, just kidding. I don't like mists either.
Why don't you like mists, Renee?
Well, first of all, when you had sent me a question to think about what my biggest, the biggest mistake people make with their skin.
Is it mist?
Well, no. But it kind of goes into it. So do you want to go into this question first?
Yeah,
so
let's go for it.
Put it all together. So the question was,
what's the biggest skincare mistake you think people are making, or what is the biggest mistake they're making with their skincare routine?
Right. So the biggest mistake, and we'll talk about the mist thing in a second, but the biggest mistake is that people aren't getting their sunscreen game down right. Like everyone's like, oh, what kind of vitamin C is best? Or should I use retinol during the day? Or I'm layering these 9 serums, or I'm using a skin oil during the day, or whatever. But like, no one's talking about sun protection, right? And it's like, they're more concerned, like, you know, oh, sunscreen. Oh, do you wear sunscreen? Oh yeah. It's in my foundation, so I have it in there. Let's get back to the vitamin C product. Like, no one's like taking their sunscreen seriously. And so, and what that means is 78% of all premature wrinkling and things that you get is from incidental exposure, right? It's not because you're on the beach every day, because most people just go on vacation once in a while. It's any UV light. So when people go, oh, well, I'm not out at all during the day, does your face ever see UV light, or do you live in
the darkness? Yeah.
And people just, you know, they kind of still are stuck into thinking, oh, it's when I'm out at the beach, or, oh, I don't go outside, whatever. But people really need to get that right. And so the problem when they layer too many products underneath the sunscreen is the sunscreen may not be coating the skin very well, especially if you're using a chemical-based one, which really needs to kind of get into the skin. And if you've got 6 serums on underneath and an essence or whatever, you might not be protecting the skin as well. It should be in your moisturizer. And then additional bonus, it can be in your foundation, or use some sort of mineral powder, or just any powder, because I have a blog post on the biggest mistake people make is about, they don't think of skincare, they don't think of makeup as a skincare product. Like, most people, they come to me so they never have to wear makeup again. And I'm like, no. I still want you to wear makeup, because makeup is an insurance policy, because all makeup, even if it's not tested for an SPF, it all has titanium dioxide in it. So it's acting like a sunscreen. And so,
it's another
layer of protection. And so when Sarah mentioned about the mist, the problem with the mist is that she's diluting her sunscreen. And everybody who's taking care of their skin, like, if you don't get your sunscreen right, like, all that effort and all, you know, what you're putting into it isn't working. So it should always be about how can I protect my skin from UV light? And it's also like even putting on a moisturizer with a sunscreen. Most people put it on their face and then whatever's left over on their fingertips, they carry down. Well, it's not enough. It's about applying it generously. So you have to find one that's lightweight enough that you can put a lot of it on and be okay with that. And so like my Weightless Protection SPF 30, you can apply a lot on and it dries to a matte finish. And so people are comfortable with it. But so I think the mistake is that people are just not paying attention enough to their sunscreen. And even if you do have like, you know, foundation with SPF in it, most people aren't wearing that much anyway. They're putting just a sheer amount and then they're using their wet beauty blender and that's taking half of it off. And so I just think that if people can't get sunscreen right, none of, you know, that's just
matter.
Your other products aren't going to be able to work their magic.
Totally. I think a lot of people, I've gotten this question a lot, like, okay, I am wearing a tint or I'm wearing a moisturizer with SPF 30. Is that enough? And for me, no. I like to put on sunscreen. Like, it's not the added bonus. It's just like a straight up sunscreen. Correct. And then I add on the moisturizer with the sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I want the protection.
Yeah, right. You need a layer.
But
yeah.
I think a lot, like to your point, so many of you guys are telling us like that you use this foundation that has SPF 30 in it. And it's like, I'm glad you're using SPF 30, but like, I'm not glad that you're only using makeup as your sole source of protection. Yeah. That's not going to help you. I just remember reading Allure magazines when I was a teenager. And the first thing I ever learned was SPF 30 at minimum. So I feel really lucky that I've been doing that for so long. I mean, some of my best friends are like, should I start wearing sunscreen? I'm like, oh my God, have I not taught you anything in life?
And it's like everybody knows it, but like people just kind of, they still don't take it that serious.
They don't
I
don't know. I don't understand that.
No, I mean,
at all.
I can't tell you how many conversations I have that people, it's just an afterthought. You know, they're way more excited about serums and all sorts of fun things like that, but it's like, you have to get that right. And that's why when, you know, also like, a lot of times people are like, oh, should I use my retinol during the day? Can I use that? And I think what's important to understand is you have to understand what your skin requires during the day. Your skin is out in the environment, heat, pollution, and all of that. And it's being bombarded with free radical activity. And it's all about protection. It's not about active, like, repair ingredients. That's all your nighttime things. But during the day, your number one focus is how can I protect my skin from the environment? So that would be a vitamin C serum and sun protection. Like those are the two things you need. And I feel like people are layering on, you know, they're using an acid-based toner. Well, you don't need exfoliation like that in the morning to that extent because you want to keep a little bit of protective cells on the skin. Yeah, so people just, and during the day is when most of the aging is occurring because it is free radical activity is at its highest during the day and you're working out and that's increased oxygen, which is more free radical activity for the body. And so you just really want to get it right during the day. And
okay, so there's several takeaways then.
Yeah.
Mists will disrupt your sunscreen.
Yeah, because it's going to dilute it.
It's going to dilute it. Your beauty blender might as well.
Correct.
Use your active ingredients, obviously, for your nighttime routine. I say obviously because it seems like common sense, but I think a lot of us are probably using them during the day too.
Right.
Focus on the protection and the moisturizing in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Save all those active things like the exfoliating toners if you use them at night. And then don't worry about having like a 12-step skincare routine, especially in the morning.
Correct.
Less is more.
Correct.
Great.
So what you should do after, because I use a beauty blender and I do, you know, I dampen it and everything, but I'll put my moisturizer, my Weightless Protection SPF 30 on, and then I'll put on foundation and then I'll dampen with the beauty blender, but then I'll go ahead and put a little bit of powder on top just because that gives additional, you know, sun protection.
And you were saying, because I asked you about your routine or what you do when you work out or when you go walk the dog outside, like what do you do to your skin? And you said that you put sunscreen on, but then you also put powder on.
Well, if you just need to hop out in the morning and take your dog for a walk, like what I do is I just put on a regular pressed powder and I'll just put a ton of it on and just go outside because it's easy, right? It's or I'll do that also if I'm not going to be in the morning, if I'm not going to be showering for a while and doing my morning routine, but I'm still going to be walking around the house and there's windows, I'll just dust a bunch of that on. And that's enough to hold me over until I can do my morning routine.
Great.
And then like today, it was kind of my day off a little bit here in LA. And so I wore my SPF, and then I put on so mine has both chemical and physical, but then I like to put an additional physical on top. So I used Elta MD. Mm-hmm. They have their physical, like little tinted one. Mm-hmm. And I layered that on top. So, I mean, I wore two sunscreens today.
Love it.
Okay, so you sort of already talked about adult acne and blemishes, but I want you to talk about it a little bit more, just because for those of our listeners or people who just all of a sudden wake up 30 years old, 26 years old or whatever, and are struggling with this adult acne and they don't know what to do, what is your advice? Like, what should be their first step of action?
So I see a lot of adult acne. I mean, having been an esthetician for 30 years, adult acne is at an all-time high. Women are more likely to get adult acne than men because women's hormones kind of dial up with age, where men's hormones kind of dial down. But this is a big problem. People that, you know, why, we don't really know, but it's, you know, obviously some sort of hormone thing, environmental thing, who knows. But so the main thing that is in the challenge for people is when they're breaking out, they don't know how to handle it, because now, again, when I talked about the 9 skin types, they're kind of left to like either all of a sudden toss out whatever they're using and now switch to some really drying routine, and then they'll dry out their skin and then they're compromising their aging efforts. And so specifically, I mean, some of the skin types in my line, as we talked about, like with Kirby, are geared toward that specific skin type. But I came out with a collection of products called Rapid Response Detox products. I have a mask. We just launched a new cleanser and toner. We also sell it in a kit. And I came out, you know, there are definitely products out there that can address kind of breakouts in a non-drying way, but it's like a whole, you have to buy kind of the whole routine. And I feel like when somebody has their regular routine, I created a couple of these products in this kit to just swap out a couple products and then just use those until you can kind of get your skin back on track. And then when everything's clear, you set those three products aside and then go back to your regular routine. So you're not changing your whole routine. You're not having to buy a whole new set of collection of all these things. I looked at it like, just swap out your cleanser and toner with these two. Use, you know, swap out this mask. We also have our triple berry smoothing peel in the kit, but it's called Rapid Response Detox Kit. But it's specifically for people that just need to sub something in temporarily to kind of, you know, because we don't know why you're breaking out, but it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, we would love to know why, mm-hmm. but we may never figure that out. So, but these are the tools you can use to try to get it to go away. And the main thing when I created those products is, how can we address acne in a non-drying way? So that, you know, benzoyl peroxide is great, but it really dries out acne. So it has some salicylic acid depending on the product, but it uses an Australian tea tree with a manuka. So it's kind of this complex that has a antimicrobial effect on the skin, and it has a 5-minute proven kill rate of bacteria. So when you use it on the skin, particularly the mask, you only have to leave it on for 5 minutes, and it reduces takes off all surface bacteria. So it's also, this kind of complex is used also in hospitals with disinfectants to clear staff. So it's been known to clear staff, you know, to prevent that, but it does it in a non-drying way because we've added in a lot of calming agents and anti-inflammatory agents.
Does it have licorice root extract?
Chinese licorice.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
Which is anti-puffy because, you know, it's, well, and here's an interesting little fact. Menstrual cycle breakouts, right? Why do people break out during their cycle? Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is, because of the hormonal shifts that occur right before you get your cycle starts, you have more oil starting to come out, but the skin gets puffier, which is why it's like people's pants can get a little tighter. Mm-hmm. So there's puffiness in the skin and more oil is trying to push through the pore. When the skin is puffy, it narrows the pore because it's kind of squishing the pore. So you have more oil trying to get through a pore and it can't get out as much. So it's more likely to stay lodged in the pore. And then that's when the cycle can begin for breakouts. And so this particular mask, Rapid Response Detox Mask, has anti-puffiness agents as well. So it's trying to help like prevent the skin from getting so puffy so the pores don't squish as much.
Yeah.
But it's a great collection. But like I said, our Rapid Response Detox Kit is just here. Like, anybody who's like, Renee, I'm breaking out, great. And I say, use this kit. And then when everything's fine, they go back to it. But you can also use it if you know, hey, I know I always break out around my period. So great. Start using this like 5 days before, or I'm going to be traveling and I know, you know, I'm going to this hot climate, or I'm going to be eating all different foods, or who knows what. That's kind of like the skin savior for people.
Yeah. I wrote about it on Pop Sugar when it first launched. Yes. It was before like the kit came around,
right,
and the cleanser and all that stuff. It was the mask, and y'all can look it up. The article is, you know, if you have hormonal acne, yeah, this mask is going to be your savior. I am actually breaking out right now because I have a little bit of inflammation because I did go a little ham with my routine this morning, and I knew it the minute after I did it because my skin kind of like had a little burning moment. I'm like, ah, oh, crap. Okay, I'm going to break out. And then I can feel it like right here on my cheek. So I'm going to go home, keep it in the fridge. You slap it on, helps calm down the fire, calm the inflammation. I have recommended this mask, I think, to like every living soul I know, and it without fail works for them. If you're breaking out. So,
and you would put that on, like, let's say you have a big pimple. Let's say you don't have like breakout or acne.
You would put it all over the face.
Okay.
Because it only addresses bacteria where there is bacteria. But the truth of the matter is your skin is dirtiest at night. They actually say that the face is the dirtiest part of the entire body because we're touching our face all day long, stuff on our nails. I mean, like our faces, our hands are on our face. Like, I mean, people are always touching their face. And so it does like a total antimicrobial reset. But even if you're not really breaking out, it's super hydrating, calming. So people, it's like a great rosacea mask as well. So you don't have to have breakouts to use it, but it's just putting the fire out and it's sending a signal to your skin to behave. That's basically what it's doing.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we have anti-bump solution, formerly known anti-cyst treatment. And yes, that's, you know, I mean, Kirby's sung that praises for a long, you know, praises for a long time. But that's our number one bestseller, which is an alternative for people to try who typically have to get like cortisone injections for our cysts. Like, I mean, if you even knew the thousands of people that have that saved for those hormonal cystic under the ground knots that just aren't traditional and don't come up to the surface. I mean, this product is, it's our number one bestseller. It's been our number one bestseller for years. And it's like, if there's ever a miracle product, that is it. So,
and she makes a chin kit, which I've talked about.
Oh yeah. The chin breakout.
Oh,
chin kit.
I didn't know yes. that.
The chin kit includes the rapid response detox mask and the anti-bump.
Right. Because a lot of the hormonal breakout that people get is chin and jawline. And so these two products are targeted. I mean, you can use it all over the face, but we put that together so people could just use it just on the chin area. Because that's another thing, too. If you only have breakouts on certain areas of the face, you're kind of like, well, how do I use my skincare routine if I'm only breaking out on my chin and jawline? And so those two products specifically are used down there.
Awesome. Okay, we have one more question.
Yes. Okay. So what advice do you have for testing out a new skincare product?
New skincare product. Great. So actually when people order from our website, we have a packing slip that comes in with it. And we actually address that because that's a big concern with people. We suggest to people to introduce one new product a day, about every 3 or 4 days. That's ideal. Now people, when they order our products, they get excited. They want to try everything at once, but ideally just one new product, you know, at a time. And mainly because, if something isn't agreeing with your skin, you're more likely to know what it is. And the thing is, because everyone's skincare journey, it's all about getting to know your skin. What does it like? What does it not like? So if you're using 5 new products at night in your routine and you have a problem, you're not helping yourself because you're going to go, oh, forget it. I can't use that line. Well, no, you might have been able to, but it could have just been that one product that didn't agree. And then, of course, trying to figure out what that one product, what the problem was, is a little hard as well. But yeah, you want to introduce slowly. So we always tell people, yeah, one new product every couple of days.
Would you say that's also the same for makeup too? Would you say like not just skincare, but
yeah, anything new.
Anything new.
And you know, more so if you have a history of having problems, right? If you're prone to sensitivity and breakouts, you have to be a little more careful. But yeah, so always just take it slow.
Okay. Oh man, that's so hard for us.
I know.
Because we're like constantly trying new our products job, all the time.
We have to kind of put our skin on the front lines for our job, but you know, we try to obey Renee.
Yeah.
Renee. I actually have one oh more. God, so I'm going to make that a tagline for her.
Hashtag obey Renee.
I have actually like a one final question that just came to my tiny little head.
My tiny little head.
It's not tiny. It's actually not tiny.
Great hair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you believe in purging? Like, do you believe that the skin purges?
I think it can for some people.
Okay. Do you think that if you are trying out a new product and your skin appears to be breaking out and it might be a purge, that they should keep going with it? And if not, when should they end?
Great question. So typical culprits of purging would be acid exfoliators. If somebody's not used to using an acid leave-on exfoliator, and mainly because your skin cells are kind of getting reorganized. And so that takes a little bit of time. So if we can determine that really what the new addition was, if somebody just starts a whole new routine, but include an acid serum and they've never used an acid serum before, then we can kind of say, hey, maybe that's it. And so what we'll do is we'll tell them, because I suggest using, I mean, I can't speak for every acid serum out there, but in my line, we have four of them. And I suggest people use it 3 nights on, 3 nights off. And the concept behind that, just FYI, is that night one, you break through the concrete. Night two works a little deeper. Night three, it works even deeper. And then after 3 nights, you go off of it. And now you feed all those new cells for 3 nights with like a hydrating serum, something of peptides, antioxidants, whatever, you know, hyaluronic acid, whatever it may be. And you keep doing that three night routine going back and forth. But if somebody's new to exfoliation, 3 right out of the gate might be a little strong. So I'll typically suggest them to just use, maybe back off and use it like 1 night a week, eventually work up to 2 nights a week. And so that's kind of the first thing I'll tell people is if they're not used to using exfoliators, that would kind of be the one to pay attention to. But sometimes it could be a moisturizer. And so sometimes I like people to kind of get off of that because that could just be, it's just a little too heavy for the skin. So sometimes if I suspect it's more of a moisturizer, I'll tell them to get off of it, but not with the acid exfoliators, they need to push through that.
Okay. Push through your acid exfoliators. And if you predict or it seems like it's your moisturizer, just cut it out immediately and see what happens.
And lighten up.
Lighten up. I love that advice. I think that's perfect because we get a lot of questions about that.
I think that's a big mistake that people probably make, just layering on the creme.
And don't get me started on skin oils.
Ooh. Oh, wait. Renee?
And we'll end the podcast now.
No, but I'm actually curious. Like, I personally, I do use skin oils from time to time. I wouldn't say they're like a must have in my personal regimen, just for me
and
personally.
And so many people that we've spoken to
are obsessed.
Well, a lot of our listeners are obsessed, but I feel like a lot of people in the industry like,
are not. Yeah. So
you all know something.
Yeah. Tell me about skin oils.
So I'll make it short and sweet. Okay. So one is, let me start with cleansing balms, right? Mm. So I kind of put that in the family or cleansing oil.
Yeah.
Okay. So people love to wash their face with that and they're like, oh, you know, it takes my makeup off and oh, my skin feels so soft afterwards and I can't ever imagine using a regular cleanser again because those leave my skin dry, etc. Well, a cleansing oil or a cleansing balm has a lot of oils in it. So naturally, I mean, so it does a great job, especially if you wear a lot of makeup. There's no doubt it will break that down. But it deposits oil on the skin afterwards. So it deposits a coating of oil, which is why the skin feels so nice and soft. And people are like, ooh, I love how it makes my skin feel. But the reality is oils moisturize the skin. The whole purpose of a cleanser is to clean the skin, right? We're not trying to moisturize. That's not the point that the moisture comes in. We're going to address that later, but you want a clean slate. And so the mistake that people make is, you know, certainly in the morning, as I talked about, sun protection should be your number one focus. But if you have this thin little layer of oil on the skin, even if this, you know, you wash the face, you wipe with a washcloth, it's not going to feel greasy. So it's not like you feel like you've got this layer of oil, but that softness meant it coated that. And then when you want your vitamin C serum to go on and your sunscreen, you may not be coating those cells efficiently.
Makes complete sense.
What about if you double cleanse?
Right. So that would be a better option. Okay. So then do a double cleanse if you need to.
Got it.
Well, because we know that your friend Caroline loves a double cleanse.
She does. Okay. And to each his own, But this is just my philosophy on it. So that's that. Also, quick side note, talking about cleansing in the morning, you should always wash your face in the morning because people are like, well, I didn't wear makeup before I went to bed. But again, like you want that clean canvas, that clean slate, because your focus is to make sure your sunscreen can properly coat those cells.
Great.
So that's that. So cleansing oils, you know, everybody loves, you know, I think what happens is everybody loves a glow and you put an oil on and your skin is shiny and light reflective. And it's like, ooh, my skin glows. But the reality is, you know, only certain skin types can use an oil. If you're somebody that has breakouts, you know, even if you feel dry on the surface, maybe it's because your barrier is damaged and you're using things that are drying. But if you have breakout, there's oil under there somewhere because oil breeds bacteria and bacteria leads to breakouts. So people with who have oil just don't need oil. That's not what your skin needs. But secondly, they're also kind of using oils incorrectly, and they're putting it on underneath a moisturizer, but the molecule for the oil is the largest, and that should go on top as a top coat. It's supposed to seal everything in. So like, for example, Vintner's Daughter, I think it's called a serum. And I feel like that's misleading. I mean, I haven't even seen how they recommend using it, so I'm not necessarily calling that out. But the fact that it's a serum, right? We're like, maybe they do recommend it under moisturizer. I have no idea. But
They recommend that you use it alone, but because it's a serum, you can use a moisturizer on top.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
I do think, though, the term oil serum is completely misleading for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And I'm not speaking about Vintner's Daughter.
Right.
I'm just saying that I think we get in general a lot of questions. Well, what about an oil serum? Like, I love my serum, but you guys said use oil as the very last step in your routine. Mm-hmm. But what about an oil serum?
Right.
So, and I'm like, it's an oil.
It's an oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still an oil.
It's not a serum.
Right.
So you're not going to get, it's not a treatment. It's not something that you're going to get. If it's claiming to be a treatment, I feel like it's just a hack, because it's not actually giving you the treatment that you need, because you're not going to be applying it in the right way.
Right.
Your moisturizer is going to be adding an extra barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be, you know, efficacious. Yeah. So
it should always be the last step.
Okay.
You can use over moisturizer. Oils are all, I mean, but they are good if somebody's like swimming in a chlorinated pool. It's going to kind of give that barrier to prevent, like, you know, chlorine from drying out the skin. So they have their place. But I also, if somebody does have, you know, some oil, or they break out once in a while, the best way to use an oil, if they are going to use it, is to put their moisturizer on, the one that's appropriate for the skin type, because that's what's really penetrating the pores, right? So it might be an oil-free moisturizer. That would be ideal, or whatever. That should go on, because again, that's what's touching the skin. And if you feel like you want to use an oil or need an oil, then you take a couple drops, rub it in the palm of your hands, and then just pat it on. Don't massage it. So you're literally just like, just putting like a barrier over the skin. So if somebody lives up in New York and it's really cold out in the winter, I mean, the skin can dehydrate. Any skin type can dehydrate. So oils can be good for that barrier, but you just don't want to, if you have some acne, you just don't want to be massaging it in.
Got it.
So just pat.
Wow.
Learned so much in
just
this combo.
So much. I hope you guys.
I still learned.
I hope you guys have your notepads out, just scribbling away.
Learned. Did you see my hair flip?
Yep.
I learned so much. Still,
after
all these years.
Yeah.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Love you so much.
Cheering for you.
Oh my gosh,
and I listen to you every week faithfully.
Oh, Renee. Yay.
So where can people find you?
Okay. So ReneeRouleau.com, take the skin type quiz. You can get in your 9 skin types. Then from the website is my blog. And if you want to be a smarter skincare consumer, you're just going to go down that rabbit hole. I've been had a blog for 10 years. I have over 1,000 posts. And then my company IG is Renee Rouleau Skincare. And that's really where we talk about skincare. And then my personal IG, I definitely do talk about skincare, but like, I went away for my birthday and we went to all those honky tonks with my niece. And so I talk about, you know, all things going on in my life. So it's less about skincare, but if you
just follow them all, cause they're all so great.
Yeah. Follow Renee's whimsical life.
Yeah.
She has a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay guys, thank you so much for listening. We're so glad that we were able to get Renee on. I had Sarah ask, during her facial, and then she
gave the
agreed,
puppy dog
and
eyes.
We just whipped this out. So we're so happy to have her. You can find us on Instagram, gloss_Angeles. Send us some DMs. Be engaged. We love to post questions and we love to post memes. It's our favorite thing.
Subscribe,
review. Yes, please. If you are subscribed to us on Apple, please send us a lovely comment.
We read all of them. And thank you to everyone who has already left a comment.
It has made our day. It also helps us to get pushed higher into the list so that people that are interested in fashion and beauty on Apple Podcasts can find us and we can grow.
Yeah.
Yay. And we can do more of these. We're also on Twitter, Gloss Angeles Pod. And you can find us on Facebook. Our page is Gloss Angeles. And we have our very special Facebook group that you can join and meet with and interact with like-minded skincare and beauty junkies.
Lots of good chatter on there.
All right, guys. We will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.